USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is poised to reduce funding for the WHO.
So we're paying them more than 10 times more than China. And they are very, very China-centric, as I said during the week. China-centric. China always seems to get the better of the argument.
The president speaking during his coronavirus task force briefing on Friday. The president also says he won't start pushing to open businesses until we know the country is going to be safe. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says former Vice President Joe Biden is adopting more progressive policy positions. The former rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, though, did not endorse a presumptive nominee. And Americans who have not filed a tax return can now check out IRS.gov to put in their banking information to receive a stimulus check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.